Welcome back to the Orange County Summit for a conversation on public transportation. And now, your host, Aaron Keck.
The 2019 Orange County Summit, talking about a variety of different issues relating to Orange County government, all of them, of course, interrelated with each other. We begin our second hour with a conversation about public transportation, really picking up that conversation of affordability right where it left off with housing, another very, very significant issue here in Orange County, with a lot of different challenges and a lot of different possible solutions. Aaron Keck here moderating. It's my honor to introduce every single member of the panel that's going to be with us for the next half hour. We've got Theo Lettman from Orange County Public Transportation representing Chapel Hill Transit. We have Brian Litchfield from the Carrboro Board of Aldermen, Damon Siles, also the chair of the MPO, Hillsborough Town Commissioner Jen Weaver, and from the Chapel Hill Town Council, Michael Parker. And we're also joined by Orange County Commissioner Renee Price. So welcome all six of you. I'm looking forward to a terrific conversation about public transit, in which we will not solve all of the problems, but hopefully we'll get a little bit closer. So let's actually begin by talking about one of the more significant public transportation projects that's ongoing in Orange County, and that's BRT, or Bus Rapid Transit. Commissioner Renee Price, I'll start with you. What do we know about Bus Rapid Transit? What should we know? Where do things stand, and where are they going?
Well, I see Bus Rapid Transit as part of the solution for moving people throughout Chapel Hill and then connecting with the rest of the county and the region. It's innovative, and it's something that I think that we can invest in along with Chapel Hill and continue to move our county into the 21st century.
Theo Lettman, Brian Litchfield, representing Orange County Public Transit and Chapel Hill Transit. Where do things stand with BRT for you?
Go first. All right. So they're
pointing at each other.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, we're on radio, right? So the North-South BRT project is entered the 30% design phase and is in the project development phase with the Federal Transit Administration. So it means we're taking steps towards achieving federal funding, and we're in a position to make a decision hopefully soon locally on what the locally preferred alternative for that corridor will look like. So the Chapel Hill Town Council has a work session this evening that's going to be looking at the convert versus construct option in the northern part of that corridor, which is kind of the next big decision for us to move forward with that project. So once that is finalized, then we can move forward and finishing the environmental design and move forward with working to secure our federal funding along with the state funding as well.
And when we're talking about North-South Bus Rapid Transit, where are we talking about exactly for people who don't know?
Sure. So the North-South BRT project extends from the Eubanks Park and Ride at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and I-40 through downtown campus out to Southern Village as the southern terminus. So that's the current scope of the project.
And what's the difference between Bus Rapid Transit and bus?
So Bus Rapid Transit, the buses have some form of way of operating outside of regular mixed traffic or such as a dedicated lane, or they have a signal priority that allows them under certain parameters and certain priorities to have an advantage over regular vehicles traveling within the corridor. It makes it more efficient, not only for the buses, but also for the customers. That makes the service more efficient and effective and makes it we're able to operate much more quickly than we currently are today in the corridor.
Over to Theo Lettman from Orange County Public Transportation. How does BRT relate to the future of Orange County Transit?
It relates, it fits right nicely. We're a smaller service as compared to Chapel Hill Transit, of course, but we can provide connections. We're thinking about service planning for our future, connecting our routes with the BRT. So folks will have a quicker commute to down to Chapel Hill and back. So we see it as an opportunity to connect better with Chapel Hill Transit.
In Chapel Hill, Michael Parker on the town council mentioned there's going to be a meeting tonight to discuss this issue, among other things. So where do things stand as far as Chapel Hill town government goes?
Well, I think the town government is, you know, completely behind moving forward with the BRT. The most immediate question that we have before us, as Brian mentioned, is will we construct new travel lanes or will we be able to use the existing travel lanes? And, you know, we've done some TIA, some traffic impact analyses. We're we're working with the engineers and with NCDOT. We'll see some of that information this evening. We're not making any decisions tonight, but hopefully within the next month or so, we'll have a better handle on where we're going with it.
This is one of those panels where everything is an acronym. We've got TIA.
Oh, TIA. I said traffic impact analysis.
BRT and Damon Siles, the head of the MPO, and everything else. So we'll try to keep it all straight because there's a lot to talk about. And Bus Rapid Transit is about connecting people within Chapel Hill in terms of Chapel Hill Transit and within Orange County in terms of Orange County public transportation. There's also that concern with regional transit and connecting people in Orange County to other parts of the Triangle, connecting people in other parts of the Triangle to Orange County. And I think Robert Dowling was the one who said it in the last panel that there are thousands and thousands of people who commute into Orange County from outside, who commute out of Orange County, who live here. So that regional transit solution is also going to be a significant issue. We talked about light rail up until recently when that that project went away. So what now is the future of regional transit beyond Orange County? Damon Siles, I'll start with you. Where do things stand when it comes to regional transit?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. That's a great question. I think where we are now with regional transportation is both Durham County and Orange County are in the process of amending their county transit plans. Those plans are what laid out the vision for regional transit in Orange and Durham counties, what we call the Durham-Orange Corridor. That was the corridor that was meant to be addressed by the Durham-Orange Light Rail Transit Project. A new solution will need to be found and identified in those plans, and that's going to happen after a period of public engagement, public input. Durham County is a little bit farther along in setting out a process for updating their transit plan. Orange County is now beginning that process as well.
When it comes to finding a solution to kind of replace what light rail would have been, are there ideas on the table now?
There are things that we think about, dream about, talk about, gossip about, but nothing firm now. I think the important thing for us to do now is to ensure that in both Durham County and Orange County, that as this transit plan amendment process begins, that the regional vision and the regional focus of those plans remains in those plans. Local transit is incredibly important for both Durham and Orange counties, and they are accommodated very well in the two county transit plans. But the regional piece is where we need to be putting a lot of our energy.
There is still a rail plan on the table, and it's commuter rail, right? Say more about that.
Right. Well, one of the five pillars of the existing Orange County transit plan is an Amtrak passenger rail station in Hillsborough, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit today. But we are also in Durham, between Durham and Wake counties, there's an idea for having a commuter rail system, and we recently approved a study to possibly extend, or at least an analysis of what it would look like to extend that commuter rail project all the way to Hillsborough and beyond. So we'll see what that tells us in the coming months.
Commissioner Renee Price, over to you. What is the status of conversations between Orange County government officials and other counties when it comes to regional transit solutions?
Well, one of the things that piggybacking off of what Damon said is that we are looking at it regionally. We're working with Durham. We're also working with Wake County. Even the commuter rail, we're looking at, how do we connect Wake and Durham and Orange, and even with our bus service, to also go from almost to Johnson County into Alamance. So there is that desire for regionalization, and we've also looked at the way that Wake County is currently doing business and trying to make sure that programs go to fruition, and looking at the review process and getting that collaboration and documentation as we go along. I'm trying to think of the name of the process, and it's escaping my mind right now, but it's a way to make sure that each step of the way, everyone is in sync and going forward.
Jen Weaver is on the Hillsborough Town Board of Commissioners, and Damon already mentioned the Amtrak station, which is in the works for Hillsborough. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, Hillsborough has signed the agreement, so there's three parties to the agreement: Hillsborough, Go Triangle, and the DOT Rail Division. The other two parties have not yet signed the agreement, so we are working through that. once all the parties have signed it, then we have 5 years after that to construct the station. And right now that is set to be for existing service that would stop in Hillsborough. And then, you know, we have the acreage around the train station, the station itself, that building will be a public building. But then we've got acreage around there that will be going through a very thoughtful process to decide what we'll be doing with that.
If it's done, when it's done, how important will it be for Hillsborough?
It's incredibly important to the future of Hillsborough. We've talked about a little bit about land already. And so, land use is one of the things that is so critical to, you know, this whole idea of building walkable, affordable communities where we can not just walkable, but where we can move around easily. You know, that's what we're talking about here in transportation, is we're trying to think about how best to move people. And this is a really important piece of that, as well as how it develops around the station.
Over to Michael Parker, Chapel Hill Town Council. Chapel Hill is where we have the highest concentration of population in Orange County. It's also, we mentioned last panel that we've got a couple of the biggest employers in Orange County as well, between UNC and UNC Healthcare. So we see a lot of traffic there. What are you seeing as the biggest need when it comes to public transit, and really not even just public transit, but just transportation solutions in general, because we can talk about lanes of traffic and biking and walking and everything else that's got to be worked in too.
Like, I think, you know, you actually wrote a great article a couple of days ago about commuting, and I think that's really the next challenge that we have to address. I mean, Chapel Hill Transit is a magnificent system. We can always make it better, and we are. We're going to 7-day service next year. Right now, we do 7 million riders a year. I don't know how Brian carries them all, but we're the largest fare-free system in the country. What we don't have is good regional connections. I mean, I'm just looking at some numbers. We have almost 42,000 people come into Chapel Hill every day, about 14,000 leave, and only fewer than 7,000 people in Chapel Hill live and work in Chapel Hill. So what we really need to focus on now is how do we get those people out of their cars? The obvious way is through some kind of public transit solution. You know, the successor to light rail will be helpful. Whatever that turns out to be, it will only be a first step, recognizing that transit systems and transit solutions are built over 20 and 30 and 40 years. But I think in terms of at least Chapel Hill, we do a rather good job moving people within Chapel Hill. We now have to take that next step, working with our partners, and move people into and out of Chapel Hill and into and out of Orange County.
And this is a panel in which we're talking about the challenges of public transit and how we're going to work to solve them. This is also a summit that's sponsored by Orange County government, so it's Orange County's opportunity to toot its own horn a little bit. And Brian Litchfield, I want to get your sense on, because I think you know better than anyone else, still a lot yet to do, obviously, but what has Chapel Hill Transit already meant to Chapel Hill specifically, but just the community at large in Orange County?
Well, as Councilmember Parker mentioned, Chapel Hill Transit is a partnership between the town of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and the university, has done a really good job of developing services within Chapel Hill and does a very nice job of helping provide options for folks to move around. We mentioned the North-South BRT project, which is already underway and going, which would kind of be that next big step for us in service evolution. And then we also have other corridors that we're interested in looking at as well, too. The 15501 corridor, East Town through Carrboro, and then with the light rail project going away, also that 54 corridor as well. But those are kind of next steps for us, and those are hopefully things that we'll be able to work with at a more regional level than what we are today, because frankly, we're with the North-South BRT, we're kind of tapped out with what we've got there. So we've been able to do that, thankfully, with the Orange County Transit Plan, the half-cent sales tax that has funded a number of service improvements for us that we wouldn't have been able to make over the last 4 or 5 years. We've added thousands of hours of service, weeknights, evenings, service to areas where we haven't served before as a result of that half-cent sales tax as well, too. So we've been making those investments. I think now the next big step, as everyone's been talking about here, is how do we start making those connections more regionally? Because our park and ride system is nice, but again, that requires folks to drive long ways to get there. Seems that it'd be much better to have them driving shorter distances and coming whatever way it is, or whoever is carrying them in a bus, having them do it that way versus driving their car all the way way to us.
And we've also just gotten done with the panel talking about housing. How important is housing development in terms of resolving that issue?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And for us, we're looking at, as we develop our short-range transit plan, which will go into implementation hopefully next year, adjusting services and routes to serve multifamily or low-income housing that's developed. That's critically important to us. Also, looking at our BRT project, another big thing is Commissioner Weaver mentioned is helping move people. So a big part of that project is adding somewhere around 7 miles of bike and pedestrian pathways that will allow folks, whether they're using the bus or not, to be able to move up and down a corridor, which is kind of a challenge to do so today. So we're looking at ways not only to help people move in buses, but also to move in other ways that don't involve their cars as well.
And we'll get to bikes and greenways in a minute, but I want to keep the bus conversation going and go over to Theo Lettman with Orange County Public Transit, because there are ongoing service changes and enhancements and things that are always in the works there too. So share what you are working on right now and what changes are underway.
Sure. So our service is more of a rural service, mm-hmm. whereas Brian, his community has more dense population. We have a more rural approach, a patronage that we have. We have more demand response services, and that's taking seniors, people with disabilities. We provide Medicaid, transportation. Those services are just as important and just as vital. It may not be on the frequency as a Chapel Hill Transit, but to our customers, just as important. And when you talk about affordable housing and meeting the need for housing, you have people that are unbanked or underserved. And so those folks ride our services a great deal. They are transit dependent. So we are increasing our service, our services. We have things on the plate to do. One of the services that we're excited about is providing what we call mobility on demand, which is going to be like a transit Uber type service, where we can get smaller groups of people in one smaller vehicle and transport them quickly to an appointment or shopping or wherever. We also have on our circulated route, which is our most popular route, right now it just does one continuous loop around Hillsboro, a very long ride for our passengers. So we're excited to break that up into two intersecting routes that will hopefully bring more efficiency and more service to town of Hillsboro. We're also looking at connecting our northern customers in Cedar Grove with points of interest in Durham, around Duke Hospital and the VA. And that'll be a commuter service that'll run it during peak times. So those are some of the things that we're doing to help our passengers that are in the rural areas.
I think the point that you made up top is so important, because about mobility, because when we talk about public transit, we talk about transportation in general, so often we focus on how can we ease traffic on the roads, or how can we be more environmentally friendly, and those are both extremely important concerns to address, but it's also the question of making sure that people can get from place to place who otherwise would not be able to, right?
That's correct. We have most of our passengers, they really depend on our service. They love our service. They don't have cars. They don't have a way to get around. And when you live out in the middle of a farm community, it's hard to get to an urbanized area for services. So we're that lifeline for them.
Commissioner Renee Price, we started this summit by talking about social justice, Orange County government, and Orange County commissioners, and every plank of their agenda for every meeting has a social justice goal. What is the social justice goal when it comes to transportation?
Well, transportation can be an equalizer. It allows people, when you think of transportation in two ways, one, it's moving goods and services, and it also provides the spine for economic development. And then it also, it moves people to where they need to go. So in terms of getting people to, children to school, people to jobs, to health, health facilities, health services, what have you. It's a way, transit and transportation provides access and opportunity for residents, be it for commuting or whatever. So, for myself, social justice is always an issue is always on my mind. So, you know, the more that we can provide that last mile, that was, you know, one of the concerns with some with the light rail and some of even when we look at bus rapid transit, you know, it's those are on a dedicated line. How do you get from that bus stop or train stop to your home? And so providing that last mile is important. That's where buses come in to play. And that's why we need a really broad and interconnected system so that we can take the train or take the bus, you know, the bus rapid transit, and then take a local bus, and then maybe even get off the bus and take your bike and ride it home. So we really need to have all things in play so that we can provide services so that people have the opportunity to get their to get an education, to get their job skills, and to have gainful employment.
And that includes the Hillsborough Circulator, and I can't move on without going over to Jen Weaver on this, because I saw you fist bump as soon as Theo mentioned the Circulator, and I think that's the first fist bump of the summit today. So how important is that for Hillsborough?
It's really important. Like Theo said, it's a very well-used route. People really like it, but it takes 5 minutes to get where you're going, but then it takes an hour to get back home. and so, you know, part of what makes, you know, a regional system work well is when people can get where they need to go in a timely manner. So having that that route, the reverse route, we call it, is really, really important to us. And we're very excited about it whenever it comes. We'll be happy to see it. And we're super thankful for the county. Also, I want to say that is all Orange County doing, so thank you.
Well, there's some pressure from Hillsborough over the years.
Transit includes not just public transit, but also biking and walking. And I want to go over to Damon Siles on this, not just the chair of the MPO, also a member of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. And Carrboro is going for gold level bike friendly status this year. Is that correct?
We're going to try,
right? So how important are bikes and greenways and sidewalks and making sure that people can walk from place to place when it comes to this larger question of public transit? And what is Carrboro doing? What is Orange County doing? What's happening regionally?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a good bicycle network and well-maintained sidewalks and other pedestrian facilities are part of a well-functioning, high-functioning transit system. You have to get people to bus stops or to transit stops for the transit system itself to be useful to folks. And so these things all work together. It's not as if we are just talking about transit and over here and bicycles over here and they don't ever see each other. They rely on each other. The Orange County Transit Plan itself recognizes this, right? It not only has the regional component, it also has funding for new bus services at the local level, both in Orange Public Transportation and in Chapel Hill Transit. But there's also one of the other pillars of the transit plan, though, is to fund improvements to what are called bus facilities. And that includes bus stops, park and rides, sidewalks that get you to bus stops, bike lanes that get you there, all those things. It's an integrated system, and it has to work together.
We've got to start wrapping up this conversation, but I want to end by just throwing the question out to the entire panel. We've been talking about current challenges, current initiatives, what's happening in the immediate near future. What is the dream? What is the vision? What are the long-term goals when it comes to transit in Orange County and what it ideally would look like or what it should look like or what it could look like? Michael Parker?
Yeah, I think we need to have a comprehensive interconnected system, and we need our regional connectors, then we need our major spines, which would be represented by things like the North-South BRT, the East-West BRT, if it ever happens. We need local bus services, and we need bike and ped facilities. We need a comprehensive system so that you can move people door to door from Wake or wherever it is, door to door to someplace in Orange County. I think the other thing that, you know, when we talk about the future that excites me particularly is, you know, Chapel Hill being as well named as it is that the advent of e-bikes and e-scooters and things like that, because I think e-bikes have the potential to flatten Chapel Hill. And that is going to give us a much higher return on our investment in bike facilities and things like that. So I can imagine, you know, a more aggressive approach to building bike facilities, because I think they will become far more usable in the future.
Yeah, I personally don't have the leg strength to get up that hill on Franklin Street. Yeah, you and me both, right? Other long-term visions. Damon?
Well, I think we want a transit system that gives more people more options. Right now, there are too many people in our communities throughout the county who only have one option for getting around, and that is a problem for affordability. That's a problem for environmental impact. It's a problem for land use in general, challenges in general. We need a transit system that can function better for more people, and we need the land use policies in our towns that actually support that kind of goal. Right now, we're using land use ordinances that are several decades out of date. They don't support the goals that we have as a community around access and climate change, and we need to change those things.
And Commissioner Renee Price, I'll give you the last word. What's the vision for Orange County?
Well, I like to see transit and transportation for everyone. As we've been talking about land use and affordability, I think we need to also look at transit-oriented development and also look at how we can use our transit system and transportation to attract more economic development, since that really is the goal of this summit. Yes, we do have to consider, you know, how can we attract those companies that are going to rely on getting their goods and services to them and then getting out to the public and then providing a way for our residents to go to those sites for work. But, you know, we need to have a good comprehensive transportation system so that we can live, work, and play in Orange County.
And we'll be moving right along to the play in our next panel, because it's not just about getting to and from work. It's also about getting to and from fun places like arts events. And as we pick up the conversation in our next half hour, we'll be talking about the arts and tourism. I'd like to thank everyone on the panel for this conversation about public transportation. Again, Theo Lettman, Brian Litchfield, Damon Siles, Jen Weaver, Michael Parker, and County Commissioner Renee Price. The Orange County Summit is going to continue with a conversation about tourism and the arts after this on WCHL.